If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and on your favorite podcast platform, which you might be listening to this right now, either on the radio while you're driving along in your car or on your podcast where you're doing whatever. You know, I listen to podcasts at all different times. I'm one of those that has to listen to the radio in the background. So sometimes I'll listen to them as I'm going to sleep. Other times I always listen to a podcast when I'm making breakfast and having breakfast. I always listen to a podcast when I'm driving if I'm not listening to the radio. And I listen to both kinds. I listen to terrestrial and satellite. But, you know, I'm always like enjoying this. And so if you're enjoying the podcast or the radio broadcast, we're happy that you are here listening to us. And what we're going to celebrate is Animae Magna. Yes, indeed. It's Animae Magna. Here we are. Well, let me explain how this works. You see, Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. And we thought of a way to celebrating Super Bowl Sunday in a spiritual sense. Now, we can't call it Super Soul Sunday because someone is already doing that. But we can call it something else. And actually, if we look at the words Animae Magna, we are actually saying the big soul. And that's what this week is. And what we're calling it, actually it's plural, so it's the big souls. And what we're doing is looking at that in light of preparing for not only Super Bowl Sunday, but 3 days after that is Lent. So we're preparing for this really powerful experience of getting ready to live our spiritual life. And we're going into, we live our spiritual life in a competition all the time, and I'll talk to you about that in a second, but we're going into the real championship period, in a sense, which is Lent. So how do we prepare for that? And we can take a lot of models as we look at that from the sports and from sports in general. Like, let me give you a great example. Something to keep in mind. Because a lot of times people were always, especially in the United States, people are always trying to be the best. Now, I want you to think about this in this sense. American culture is all rooted in the extremes, meaning everything is either the biggest, the smallest, the largest, the fastest, the slowest, the most expensive, the least expensive. Do you understand how American culture always works? There's always that extreme that we live in, not extremism, that's something else, but we always live within that extreme. So we can basically build our life around that, but our life, we live in the real world. And in the real world, no one except for one person can be the biggest or the fastest or the best, because that's the point of those words. And if we say everyone is the best, then no one is the best. It's kind of like if we talk about radio. Well, how many times have you ever heard in radio, well, we are the number one station? Well, there is a truth to that, because in different categories, they may be the number one station, but they may not be the number one station in all categories as the number one station, if you understand what I'm saying. Well, it works that way also in our faith, because we can always seek to be the best, the greatest saint. Well, the Lord isn't calling us to be the greatest saints. We can be the most holy person. Well, the Lord isn't calling us to be the most holy person. He's calling us to be who he's calling us to be. And that's what our faith is all about, coming to understand who we are and seeking to be everything that he calls us to be. Now, let me give you a great example. In light of that, a lot of people are complaining that there are companies that are now hiring people for reasons other than they are the cream of the crop of their particular class or their particular occupation. For example, how many times do I said, for example, today? I'm sorry. So I want you to think about this. Someone is a class valedictorian, so they're the cream of the crop. And that's who you're looking for. Now, just because they're the class valedictorian doesn't mean they're going to be the star performer on your team. It could be, but there is no indication that they will be the star performer on your team just because they're the class valedictorian. And a lot of people know that. There are, you know, being the number one in your class is not the same thing as being the number one salesperson or the number one lawyer or the number one doctor. It's just it's apples and oranges. However, you may turn around and say, yes, but I'm not going to hire someone who isn't the cream of the crop in their occupation, in their training. Just not going to do it. Okay, did you know that Tom Brady, I'm sure all of us in New England know this, but I'm going to say it anyway, was a 19th round draft pick. So clearly he wasn't the cream of the crop of college football players when he was chosen to be on the New England Patriots. And who will people tell you was the greatest quarterback of all time? Tom Brady. So there you go. And so that's part of one of the things we want to look at and we want to study. If you turn around and say, I want to be this kind of person, that may not be the person that God wants you to be. And let's look at it this way from another perspective. You have Tom Brady became the greatest of all time quarterback, but would you have expected him to become the greatest of all time quarterback when you learned that he was, when you were at the year he was drafted and saw, well, they got this quarterback who's the 19th round quarterback. Good luck with him. Do you understand what I'm saying there? So, you know, the Lord isn't calling you to be the greatest of all time. He's calling you maybe in the 19th or the 25th or the 95th round, the equivalent of that, but he is calling you anyway, and he's going to ask you to do powerful things in his name, with his grace, his power. But if you're focused on doing what you want to do to be great, it's not going to work. And St. Paul talks about this, that we are treasures in earthen vessels. So keeping that in mind, but we are who the Lord calls us to be. You know, this question comes up to me every so often, and I hear it every so often. And, you know, Father, do I have to hide my tattoos when I go into church? No, because your tattoos are who you are. And therefore, you walk into that church and that's who you are. So don't worry about hiding your tattoos. Maybe if the tattoos have something really offensive on it, that's different. But no, that's who you are. And God called you that way. So accept it and live it. Do you understand? And that's important. So however you are, the Lord is calling you. He's going to lead you somewhere down the path, just like the 19th round draft pick ended up becoming the greatest of all time quarterback. Now, I'll be honest with you, as I always am, there are people in other parts of this country who may not agree with anything I just said. This is a true story. I was in North Carolina. I don't like to fly. It's not that I'm afraid of it. I just hate the experience. I literally hate the experience. You want me to sit in that seat for 4 hours just sitting there, can't get out, maybe, and there's no reason to get out, maybe if I want to go to the bathroom, but if you've got that cart delivering food or whatever or picking up trash or anything, I can't get out of my seat anyway because there's no place to go, and that's where you want me to sit for 4 hours. Guess what? Ain't going to do it. So I hate to fly. So I was taking a bus. I'd rather be on a bus than a plane. So I was taking a bus and to North Carolina. I was coming from Atlanta and took a bus to North Carolina, Charlotte, where, by the way, I did have to fly, as much as I hate it, from Charlotte to Boston. But I'd rather fly from Charlotte to Boston than Atlanta to Boston because I don't like to be on a plane for a long time. So anyway, it's about midnight and I get off the bus and there's this other guy waiting for me. And I'm not waiting for me. The other guy waiting for a bus. We were going to take a city bus. He was going one place. I was going to another. And so he tells me all excited. I just got out of prison. Oh, wow. Gee, you know, and I'm, you know, excited. I'm changing my life. I changed it already. And I really want to make good. Oh, that's wonderful. And he says, by the way, where are you from? And I went, I'm from New England, because I never say I'm from Boston or Massachusetts. I'm from New England. I love the whole concept of New England. So I said, I'm from New England. First word out of his mouth, Tom Brady's a cheater. What? What? So everything I just said about Tom Brady may only apply to New Englanders who understand it, because other parts of the country, it may not apply. But yeah, that's a story that actually happened about midnight somewhere in Charlotte. Well, I know exactly where, right at the city bus station, right across from the Greyhound station in Charlotte, North Carolina. So keep that in mind. But the Lord can do powerful things with you, even if you are the 19th round draft pick. And understand that. So don't try to be who you are not. Try to be who you are and allow the Lord to work through this. And you will do powerful things for the Lord by allowing him to work through you and transform you and transform others through you in your service to the Lord. We're going to continue on Animae Magna all week. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.